Congratulations to Keila Richardson on American Idol last night. If you didn't watch it, I joke, you know, any Pensacolian who hasn't seen that, you know, it was very, very impressive. And I hope everybody's out voting for her. Although she did so well, she may not need many votes. I think the rest of the United States will be taking care of that. But make sure you get out the vote for her. And we're a huge congratulations to her. I'm very excited to see where this goes. I certainly feel like if you watch what you saw last night, that she can win this thing. So we're very excited.
Yeah, I had that same reaction as we talked quite a bit about yesterday. Keila Richardson, the singer from Pensacola, who was just absolutely slayed on American Idol on Monday night. And I mean, just goosebumps for me every time I listen to her sing that song. With a little help from my friends, you know, originally the Beatles and Joe Cocker. And as Lionel Richie described her voice, a cross between, well, I mean, you know, like she was channeling Tina Turner and my brain. Who's the other one that he said? All of a sudden, I cannot remember. Janis Joplin. And she did. She sounded like that. And I thought that was a pretty good description. Also, Pence, yesterday, the mayor gave us a little bit of an update on the Baptist demolition. And I thought this was one of the cool things that I know we reported on it, but I still think it's a very cool thing that they did.
Last week, we were able to get the equipment and furnishings that were left behind at the site to repurpose to about a half a dozen local nonprofits. So everything from artwork to furniture, meals, trays, office supplies, were able to find a good home. And we're grateful to United Way of West Florida helping coordinate that. And I'm grateful to Amy Miller in our office who was running point to make that happen.
Absolutely. That's a cool, like, we had all this stuff that was going to just get thrown out. And instead of throwing it out, we sold it. Well, I mean, gave it away to, you know, local charity. That's good. The city doesn't have to get involved in auction, but, you know, Pensacola Habitat or United Way, excuse me, can come in and take that stuff and use it for their purposes. I thought that was a great thing. There was this other story. I meant to talk to you about this. Maybe I wasn't here last week, so I apologize if our news already reported it. But the city had, under Mayor Reeves, had created a program where we can surplus property and donate it instead of having to just dispose of it. And we recently had two fleet vehicles, a car and a truck that were getting, you know, past their usable life, but we went ahead and donated them to the Pensacola Dream Center. It's the first time the city has ever donated surplus vehicles, part of what's called the Next Step Vehicles Program, created by the Homelessness Reduction Task Force, Northwest Florida, 90 Works, and United Ministries. And so they updated the policy last year, the Surplus Tangible Personal Property Disposable Ordinance, added a donation as a disposal method for, you know, like when you hear these ads, you know, give us your old car. Well, the city's like, well, I don't know, we have old cars. So the vehicles will go, the Chevy Impala gray goes to a single mom to help her get work and care for her kids. And the Ford Ranger in white with the super cab or bonus cab or whatever you call it goes to a vet on dialysis, allowing him easier access to go to and from his medical appointments and his part-time job as a handyman. I mean, it's a little thing. But I love it. I love that we do stuff like that and that we're looking for opportunities to do stuff like that. Meanwhile, I know a lot of you are, you know, concerned about the ongoing TSA stuff and, you know, what that means for the airport. And again, the basic message here in Pensacola is no problem.
Airport update. Pensacola was not on the list of 17 airports on the hot list issued this weekend, denoting extended delays as a result of TSA staffing. However, of course, connection airports like Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, and others are on the list. So we encourage all travelers to check with their airlines about flight times.
Right. Here is fine, but if you're going somewhere else, you know, things might be affected. Just pay attention to that. I mean, once you're inside, you're inside. You don't have to go through the line again unless you go out the wrong door and you disobey all the warnings and all of the do not exit here.
Might have done that once.
And I would think we all have. But in any case, you know, unless you do that, you're fine. But still, the screening delays could have other effects, and you don't know what other airlines are doing in you know, connecting airports. Just make sure you pay attention. I mean, that's obviously true. But also, the mayor took a moment.
Our airport director, Matt Coughlin, notes that while our TSA queue has been full, local TSA staff members have been showing up to work without pay, which is a credit to their dedication. And I'm obviously very appreciative. I hope our citizens are very appreciative of that.
Yeah, they are showing up to work, and so far, so good. You know, no problems, not really, but I'm sure it's unpleasant for a lot of them.
The Palo Fox update, just giving you some percentages as I have the last few weeks. Stormwater infrastructure, 80% complete, still on track to be done April 3rd. Curb and gutter install, 80% complete, on track for April 24th. Irrigation is 90% complete, almost done, and that'll be done April 10th. And then the paver installation is still about halfway done and will be complete by May 8th.
And we're getting palm trees on Palafox, which I know a lot of people are like, the what we are? Well, you know, the argument is they're good for drainage. They're good enough for local flavor. You know, they're Florida trees. And they don't take up a lot of footprint on the sidewalk. I think part of the advantage of palm trees also is they don't do an awful lot of lateral root system. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's true. Anyway, we'll ask the mayor about that this morning at 7:40. I know some people are raising eyebrows because they've never seen palm trees down on Palafox. Me either, but still, I don't know. It's interesting. Maybe a little bit of a surprise. You know, why not? Let's see. Jordan Glass is sitting in this morning for John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
This Traffic on the Fives brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Roads are looking pretty good. We do have a slowdown heading to the main gate of NAS Pensacola. That is about it for the roads. But if you do see anything, let us know. 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your Traffic on the Fives.
Speaking of getting through traffic, if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. You know, they've been here trying to do business a little bit differently for more than 25 years. And that difference is, you know how you go to a used car place a lot of times, and even a new car place a lot of times, and you come away feeling, well, I need a shower now. I mean, like, you know, that's how it feels, is you don't want to deal with these people, and these people make you feel ungood about things. You go to Frontier, and it's like, oh, well, that was easy. You know, it's my sales manager, Jeff Wayne, he just bought a new Hyundai Santa Fe and Armada Santa Fe. I always want to get these confused. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's a beautiful car. Traded in his Jeep. First time he's been without a Jeep for decades. He can't believe it, but he's super happy. And he's like, he basically had gone to them and said, hey, I like this vehicle. This is what I'm looking to buy. You know, if you come across one, give me a call, which is a very common thing to do at Frontier. And, you know, so Scott Ford, who's one of the good friend of ours and works there, and called him and said, hey, I got one. You want to come look at it? He looked at it. He's like, all right, how much? All right, done.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that easy. It's really that easy. And, you know, you don't have to scrape anything off yourself when you leave. It's just, you know, it feels good because they're trying to be, like, friends with you, like to be your neighbors, to be good citizens, to be, you know, they live here too. And the point is, they don't want you to come here just one time and take advantage. They want you to come again and again and again and get great deals and feel good about it after the fact. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, somebody texted in, this is kind of funny, says that maybe all the weird things that we've been having happen here lately is a result of everybody's, you know, biological clock being off because of the time change. Interesting on that note, you know, yesterday we talked to Jimmy Petronas. He's willing and is eager to sponsor or co-sponsor the bill that Greg Stubbe's running in Florida, that finally we have somebody in the House willing to partner with the Senate to maybe get us on permanent daylight time, which is, I think, what most of us want all the time. Not everybody. This is not without controversy. Georgia, meanwhile, has proposed a very interesting solution to this problem. I'll tell you about it in just a moment.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PenAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at penair.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
This Easter truly amazing. Be a part of a Pensacola tradition enjoyed by thousands. The Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Worship the risen Savior as the sun rises over the bay and celebrate the glory of God in a fresh and powerful way. Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. For more info, visit PensacolaEaster.org.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Is your business church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event, let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
I can eat 50 eggs.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
You just said he could eat anything.
Ever eat 50 eggs?
Nobody ever eat 50 eggs.
So I mentioned a moment ago that Georgia has now come up with a very interesting proposal related to daylight savings time, so or saving time, if you prefer to be technical about it. Just a little bit of background. The way daylight and standard time works is if you are a state like, say, Arizona is mountain time all year round, mountain standard time. That means that in the winter, they're Denver time. And in the summer, they're Los Angeles time, which is crazy for people in there trying to deal with people outside, and it's crazy for people on the outside trying to deal with people in there. And I would have never even known that except I lived there for 7 years. All right. So the reason they are able to do that and we are not able to decide for ourselves to go on permanent daylight time is there is a law that says the state can opt for standard time year-round, as in you can opt out of doing daylight at all. But you cannot opt for daylight time and opt out of standard time. It's a weird rule, but that's the rule. That's why when we passed this law, you know, several years ago when, I'm 90% sure it was when Rick Scott was still the governor, we passed a law and he signed it saying, you know, asking Congress, hey, please let us. And, of course, we had senators on board and he's now in the Senate on board. National Mood is on board. And we just never had a representative in the House be on board. And that's what you have to have. And now Jimmy's on board, Greg Stubbe's on board, so we're now just waiting for Congress to do it, right, to allow us to do it. In the meantime, Georgia has started a process to try to do something entirely different, and I find this fascinating. What time zone is Georgia in, Jordan?
They are the Eastern time.
That's right, yeah. Eastern time, yeah. Just like most of Florida. Mm-hmm. And yes, we know, but you know that 80% of Florida is in Eastern time and 80% of Florida thinks that all of Florida is in Eastern time.
Yeah.
They don't know. The rest of the world doesn't know. I mean, it's a weird little system that we've got here. The Alabama portion of Florida, because that's where we are under Alabama. The Alabama portion of Florida is, you know, central time. Okay. Georgia's solution to this is, okay, we have to have congressional approval to go to daylight saving time, Eastern daylight time year round. How about instead of that, we just go to Atlantic time? There's a bill in Georgia right now to change their own time zone to move them out of Eastern time and into Atlantic time, which, I mean, almost nobody is Atlantic time. Nobody in the United States is Atlantic time, except territories and things like that. But and I think there's portions of Canada that are Atlantic time. This is a brilliant answer because, and I know if you don't get time zones that well, this is probably going to be a little bit confusing. But Atlantic, that's the time zone you're in when you move into the Atlantic in the first slice of the Atlantic Ocean. You're actually in Atlantic time.
Okay.
If you're off the coast, you're in Atlantic time technically. So they're like, well, Atlantic daylight time is the same, Atlantic standard time is the same as Eastern daylight time. So if we got to get congressional approval to go to Eastern daylight time and we can't get that, why don't we just go to Atlantic standard time?
Right. Makes sense.
It's brilliant. I mean, I love this plan. I love it for creativity alone. And, you know, we'll see if it actually works or not. But I just think it's a brilliant attempt. So this is a workaround of the 2021 Georgia law to adopt permanent daylight time that has not gone anywhere. The Uniform Time Act of 1966 in Congress is holding them up. So fascinating. If it works for them, maybe it can work for us. The only real question I've always kind of wondered is, would we want to stay two time zones in Florida? If we, I don't know. Don't make it too complicated, because then you got to figure out, or you have to change time every time you go to, you know, Spanish Fork. All right. Let's see. 626 on News Radio 92.3. Jordan's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, this traffic on the fives brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Roads still looking pretty good right now, except for the main gate for NAS Pensacola. That is still backed up past the Shell station, back almost towards Winthrop Avenue. So stretching close to Gulf Beach Highway. If you see anything else, let us know. 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jordan. Yeah, so they would basically be in the same time zone as, like, portions of Canada and the Bahamas, which anybody could do. Or, sorry, Bermuda, excuse me. Anybody could do that.
So we
New York could do it. Florida could do it. South North Carolina could do it. Heck, Michigan can do it. Indiana could. Well, Indiana is already weird because they have half in one, half in the other. But, you know, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Yeah. We could just all stop being Eastern time. We could all be Atlantic time, daylight time, year-round. And Atlantic time, standard time, year round. We all be all solved. Just proving how irrelevant Congress is. It's a wild idea. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David.
Well, good morning, Andrew. President Trump's 5-day deadline before attacking Iran's energy infrastructure might be giving him time to decide if he wants to deploy ground troops. On Monday, the president announced that 5-day pause on strikes targeting Iran's power plants. The deadline ends on the same day that thousands of U.S. Marines are now expected to arrive in the Middle East. A jury in New Mexico says Meta failed to safeguard its Facebook and Instagram apps from online predators targeting children. A ruling Tuesday follows weeks of testimony that put New Mexico against the social media giant in a civil case that now could impact several similar cases making their way through courts across the nation. And Willie Nelson's Outlaw Music Festival is going back out on the road this summer. If you haven't seen it, the 11th edition of the tour kicks off in July, starting in Texas.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 628, got a little bit of traffic backing up. Not quite to Gulf Beach Highway on Navy Boulevard. Somebody texting, I thought getting the civilians out of the front gate was supposed to solve this problem. Well, you know, let them cook. You know, it has sometimes been the case that a change in the facts on the ground around the base or in general does not always fully and completely percolate out to the broader population of the region and our visitors instantaneously.
I thought I could still come out over here.
That's exactly it. I still, my favorite example, it's painful, but this is the truth. I remember when the new 3-mile bridge was getting built.
Yeah.
Okay. And the old bridge had been demolished, and the new bridge, the first span of the new bridge was in place. So we had, you know, and remember when it was divided down the middle and it was two directions for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The southbound or western, eastbound, but western span. There's so many ways to describe it. The first one was in place. And, it was basically three lanes in each direction with no shoulder.
That's
how I remember it. I couldn't be wrong, but that's how I remember. And it had the little, like, pylons in the middle. And I remember reading on Facebook the comment from someone who I won't name because I don't remember. I do remember as a woman. She said, I don't understand how this is any better than the old bridge. and my thought was, and I explained this very kindly. I said, you know, this is the first of two spans. There's two bridges. And to me, that's a reminder that the things that we had known and been talking about for, 5 years on the show, there were people in the community who knew just enough to find it annoying that half a bridge, well, that's just not good enough for me. Right.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. A 15-point peace plan on the table to end the war with Iran.
According to Israeli media, the demands include dismantling 3 Iranian nuclear sites and a commitment to never try to obtain a nuclear weapon. Iran would also have to stop using armed proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah. In return, all sanctions would be removed, and the U.S. would help Iran develop its civilian nuclear program.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Top DHS officials going to testify on Capitol Hill over the impact of the partial government shutdown as TSA agents call out and travelers wait on hours-long lines.
In an opening statement obtained by Reuters, acting TSA Administrator Hal McNeil says TSA agents are sleeping in their cars at airports to save gas money, selling their blood and plasma, and take...
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 65 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get to our forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us in just a few minutes. A wildfire at Gulf State Park and Gulf Shores has grown to at least 117 acres, according to Alabama Forestry. That fire started when a tree fell on a power line near the back entrance of Waterville, USA, quickly spread into two fires. Helicopters yesterday were dropping water on the blaze. Several roads and businesses in the area were affected. Residents and visitors were urged to avoid that area. A Santa Rosa County deputy is on administrative leave after being arrested for a DUI in Mississippi over the weekend. Ocean Springs Police in Mississippi arrested Jessica Harrison Sunday for a misdemeanor DUI charge and leaving the scene of an accident with a minor injury. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office told WEAR that Harrison was driving her unmarked patrol vehicle at the time and was in the area for training. She was released on $1,400 bond. An internal investigation is underway. The Pensacola City Council is set to vote on declaring five Baptist Hospital parcels surplus for disposal. Mayor D.C. Reeves says those properties, which amount to two commercial buildings, came out of negotiations with Baptist after Escambia County backed out of contributing to the redevelopment project. Any sale or donation of those buildings would still require a separate council vote.
When we request disposition, whether we donate, whether we sell, whether we sell at a discount, any action taken on those two buildings would still have to come back for council approval.
Mayor Reeves says the city needs the surplus designation in place before it can negotiate with any potential buyers or partners in good faith. The University of West Florida archaeologists have uncovered pre-Columbian Native American artifacts on the UWF campus during a survey that was required before the construction of the new Darrell Gooden Stadium. The UWF Archaeology Institute relocated a previously documented site, first found in 1989, and says they recovered ceramics linked to at least two Native American cultures. The oldest artifacts appear connected to the Wheaton Island culture, dating between 600 and 900 AD. Additional ceramics dating to the Mississippian period between 1250 and 1600 AD. The Archaeology Institute says it's not common to find a site that's that intact. The findings are not expected to impact their current stadium construction plans. A police officer was hurt and a woman's fighting for her life after a stabbing in Pinellas County. That happened at a home in Clearwater. Police stabbed one of their officers and another woman. Both were taken to the hospital. That police officer is expected to survive. The woman's injuries could be life-threatening. The suspect in that case is in custody. It is 6:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny skies, high near 73. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 78. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. Heading into Friday, sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 62 in Milton. Let's check in with Jordan for a look at our traffic on the fives.
Yeah, Florida Highway Patrol does have a new wreck, I-10 westbound at mile marker 15, but they're saying the road is open there, so you should have no problem there. So really looks like the only issue still heading on to the main gate of NAS Pensacola that's backed up almost towards Gulf Beach Highway. If you see anything else, let us know. 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Your next news update at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Arm shares jumped 15% in pre-market trading after the company said it expects its newly released chip to generate $15 billion in annual revenue in 2031. The firm unveiled its AGI CPU chip yesterday, which is designed for AI inference in data centers. Economists have pulled up their risk assessments of a U.S. contraction amid heightened uncertainty over geopolitical risk and a labor market that for the past year has shown strains. Moody's analytics model has raised its recession outlook for the next 12 months to nearly 49%. Gold prices climbed this morning as declining oil prices helped temper worries about persistent inflation, following reports that Washington is working on a proposal to end the Middle East conflict. Spot gold prices were last seen roughly 2.5% higher at nearly $4,600 per ounce. Futures are sharply higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 84, the NASDAQ down 184, the S&P 500 down 24. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SOUND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Tomorrow at 9:30, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Executive Director Bruce Cady and Ms. Connie Bookman, Executive Director of Pathways for a Change, will share information about serving the homeless in our community. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Don't miss Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Sponsored by DeLuna Lanes Bowling, where it never rains and no one ever sits on the bench.
From Fox and Friends, The Brian Kilmeade Show, and One Nation, Brian Kilmeade's History, Liberty, and Laughs, with special surprise guests, Saturday, July 11th, Singer Theater, Pensacola. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Going back to school felt impossible. Then I learned that VA covered tuition, supplies, and a housing allowance. So instead of focusing on my bills, I can focus on my books. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Water is a basic and essential need of every living creature, and the state of Florida, water management districts, and Santa Rosa County are working together to increase awareness about the importance of water conservation. And Santa Rosa County and the state of Florida have designated April, typically a dry month when water demands are most acute, Florida's Water Conservation Month, to educate citizens about how they can help save Florida's precious water resources
and Santa Rosa County has always encouraged and supported water conservation through various educational programs and special events. And every business, industry, school, and citizen can make a difference when it comes to conserving water. And every business, industry, school, and citizen can help by saving water and thus promote a healthy economy and community. And outdoor irrigation compromises a large portion of water use. Santa Rosa County will encourage citizens and businesses to focus on improving outdoor irrigation efficiency.
He meant comprises, but that's okay. Colton Wright, the chairman of Santa Rosa County Commission, yesterday reading the proclamation that is going to be, I guess, officially ratified on Thursday to designate April as Water Conservation Month in Santa Rosa County, and talking about some of the various entities that use water. And they also had an interesting conversation about the kind of water that gets used. I want to talk about that a little bit with Bruce Woody. He is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. They do your sewer, they do your water, they do your garbage, they do recycling. Sorry, solid waste. We don't call it garbage. I mean, I do. But we have all these terms. And your yard waste, which I love that they pick up yard waste without a charge. I used to live in a place where you had to pay by the bag for them to take it, not just pay to pick up the bags, but, you know, like to buy the bags. You had to pay for the people to take the bags, put these little tags on it. So I love our system. Anyway, Bruce Woody, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Before we get to the water thing, which I do want to get to, can I just start with this? You're retiring, and we kind of knew this was coming, but also, I mean, you know, do we have a date yet, or do you have a, you know, and what's the process for finding your replacement?
Yeah, my last time in the office is going to be end of May, 1st of June. Haven't had a specific date, but
in
that time frame. Yeah. Yeah, I announced that to the board in January, so they've already begun the process. Advertising for my position is currently ongoing and closes April 15th with the board hopeful that there are sufficient candidates to do some interviews in May.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a pretty tight timeline for getting somebody in here, and then, you know, I'd love to have a little bit more overlap with you for some OTJ, but, you know, okay. You know, it's fine. I guess, it, you know, so thank you. You've been, what, 5 years, 6 years? How long has it been?
6 years.
Okay.
6 years.
And, you know, in my mind, the job of the executive director of ECUA is kind of like the job of the lighting and sound people in the theater. If nobody thinks about you, you did your job. The best praise you get is nothing, right? So, and I think you have...
Silence is golden.
Yeah, you have done a very, in my opinion, a very good job of being, you know, sort of not a lot of news, which is the good thing. And so anyway...
I appreciate that. We have a wonderful board and a wonderful staff. So I'm just one of 650 people that work together to provide services for our customers. So thank you for the nice comments.
But it has not always been... Anyway, I'll just move on. You've done great, and I'm, you know, looking forward to finding somebody who, you know, I don't know how we are, but going to find somebody who does the job so well. So let's talk about Water Conservation Month. I know we got a lot of stuff to get to, but Water Conservation Month. So first of all, the aquifer strength in Northwest Florida, as opposed to the aquifer strength in, say, Central or Southern Florida, it's a completely different system, and our aquifer is abundant and rich for a long time. Or so I had always thought, but I read recently that there was some concern about it. What's your perception of that issue?
Yeah, we are extremely lucky. In Northwest Florida, between Mobile Bay and about halfway through Okaloosa County, so all of Escambia County and all of Santa Rosa County are supplied by water that comes from the sand and gravel aquifer. It's a vein of sand and gravel at an elevation of about 250 to 450 feet below ground level that provides water to our area. Although we pull out a tremendous amount of water, both for public drinking use, but also industrial use and lots of other uses by industry in the area, it is very abundant, but we have to be very careful about how we protect it as well. Because it is relatively shallow at that depth, we have wellhead protection zones, and we have to be very mindful that we not contaminate our own water source. So we have lots of rules and regulations to help do that in terms of zoning, what to be built in certain areas. But the supply is surprisingly abundant. That is not the case for the west of Florida. The majority of the state rules and regulations regarding water consumption mainly address to 80% or more of the rest of the state that is really starving for water.
So, sorry, let me take a quick break because I want to come back to this. This is really interesting. That's the first time anybody explained to me the depth of the water table and why it's so important to keep, like, the wellfield protection areas in place because of protecting that source. That's interesting. I did not know that there was the reason that we had such an abundant source was because of that difference, as you said, just to Okaloosa County. I feel pretty lucky, honestly. We're talking to Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA. Jordan Glass has Traffic on the Fives.
This Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. They protect truck owners with specialized coverage for heavy trucks. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Roads are looking good right now, except for that slowdown heading to the main gate for NAS Pensacola. That is actually all the way back towards Gulf Beach Highway, so keep an eye out for that. And if you see anything else, let us know. 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jordan. Back to Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA. One of the things that came from the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday, Kerry Smith was talking about how, you know, some businesses do not need to be using potable water. And, you know, for example, a car wash. You don't need to have potable water on a car wash. Spraying your lawn. I mean, the honest to God, the reason we have spray fields is that they do the sprinkling of the treated effluent, which is not technically potable water, but, you know, it's safe enough to drink that, you know, people do drink it as a proof that it's relatively safe. You can, obviously, you do the irrigation, you know, down on Pensacola Beach and other places. It seems to me like there are lots of opportunities to put purple pipes in and save the water supply. And also, it's, I assume, cheaper, and it expands the spray field capacity for ECUA. But my question, and you tell me if I get any of that wrong, but also, if our aquifer is so abundant, does it really matter that we're wasting potable water on some of these could-be reclaimed water uses?
You, from a technical perspective, you probably could make that argument, but you realize that state laws cover the entire state, and the fairness and equity question of letting one or two counties do something different than everybody else is something that, just isn't practical to consider.
Okay, so the regulations that encourage reuse, I mean, they apply to us because they apply to the state, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, okay. Really. Interesting.
But still, we're trying to comply and encourage many of those same practices here because it's still a good practical thing to do. Out at the beach, we've invested millions of dollars, quite frankly, in extending a purple pipe system. In fact, the construction you see literally today, just about to finish here in another week, is extension of a reuse line that, when completed in one more phase, will provide irrigation water to all the hotels up and down Via de Luna and provide a stub out for eventually even expanding that up for Pickens Road.
Oh.
We hope to eventually get all the way out to Portofino.
Oh, okay. Again, makes sense. And, you know, my dear friend Sam Abel, city manager at Gulf Breeze, would be screaming at me if I didn't mention. But, you know, the peninsula is a little different. Okay, I know. And that's why they do so much of their stuff with, you know, trying to do reuse water and all that, which I appreciate. I just thought it was an interesting question. I hadn't really had a conversation about it with you before, and that's why I wanted to ask. Stuff that you guys have done at the meeting or news, the mural on the ground tank over on Inner Arity has been completed. It looks great. I saw it. I saw pictures. Vicki Campbell had posted. It looks fantastic. Well done. I like art on water tanks, as you know.
Yeah. If the public ever gets a chance to go at that direction, it's on the north side of Inner Arity Point Road, one block west of Sorrento, right next to the Ace Hardware store, if you're familiar with that. So we painted a mural 360 degrees all the way around the tank. It shows a nice sunset, images of blue heron, sea oats, and palm trees. We're very happy with how it turned out.
No, it's fantastic. I think actually one of the first things you did when you came on the board is you had to deal with me and my desire that we keep the Blue Angels elements of the downtown water tank, which, you know, is kind of like your first crisis on the job. And ever since then, you guys have done a good job of trying to, you know, put art on water tanks. And I'm a big believer that that's a giant, you know, that's a giant canvas. Let's make it pretty. And I love that you guys have done that here. You guys are also talking about expanding the capacity at the wastewater treatment facility at Bayou Marcus, kind of the other wastewater treatment facility. I assume that's because of population growth in Beulah and the west side and all that. Is that right?
Yeah, it certainly is. We have three water reclamation facilities, one at the beach. The central water reclamation facility, which receives about 13 to 14 million gallons of water per day. And then we have the Bayou Marcus facility, which picks up the west side of town, and its rated capacity is about 8.2 million gallons per day. But there's a tremendous amount of growth in the last 29 years since the last time that we did some major improvements at that plant to increase capacity. So it's time to start looking at that now. Don't worry, no emergencies. We're probably at 75% or so. And I envision a project probably 6 to 7 years away from now. But that starts with a preliminary study to evaluate options for types of treatments, what some alternatives are to expand that capacity. So that work will be ongoing over this next year.
Okay, so right now we're just kind of looking at the possibility. It's at 8 million using 6 right now. I'm assuming that the facility that exists is at its maximum capacity. Like, I know having heard all these conversations in Milton and Santa Rosa County, they're building them in a modular way that, for example, you can start with 2, go to 4, go to 6, go to 8. I'm assuming Bayou Marcus was not designed to go beyond 8. Is that right?
Right now, its capacity is 8, but we're talking about adding additional 2 to 3 million gallons worth of capacity.
But I'm saying that you would have to do something. It wasn't built to go to 10 or 12.
No. Okay. 8 is its rated capacity, although it only receives 5 to 6 right now.
Got it. Okay. All right. Very good. Let's see. My ECUA app. Oh, man, I love the app. It's super easy to use, but good. Tell people why they should get it, because, I mean, this is a relatively new thing. I think it's been out for, about a month now?
It came out in the middle of February. We've already had over 2,000 downloads of it, and already it is taking about 5.5% of the work orders that are produced through our customer service division actually come through the app now. So already gaining some popularity. Our goal is to get that maybe even as high as 20% over time. If hopefully people will see the advantages and the simplicity of using the app. It's free to download. It allows you to report problems or issues or concerns. Obviously, you can pay bills and things like that as well. When you report a concern, there's a tracking mechanism. You can add a map. You can add photos, take a picture of the bulk waste you're wanting to have picked up, or a trash can that's damaged, or any information you need to share with us, a water leak, et cetera. It has an internal tracking mechanism and a means to communicate that we can send messages back if you need more information or let you know when the work is done. It's a wonderful communication tool, and obviously it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. So
yeah.
If you don't like waiting in line on the phone to talk to the next available customer service rep, pick up the ECUA app. It's easy and convenient.
You know, it's funny because you're an organization that obviously depends on citizens being good, conservers, right, of water, of solid waste, of recycling, of yard waste, like all of these things. But you all are also hoping that people will be good conservers of the staff time, because if you use the app, it's A, better, more efficient than calling, because you can, GPS locate what you're doing, send a photo, it's all attached, it creates a number automatically. But it also means it frees up staff time, because as you said, if 5% of your work orders are now coming from the app, that's a freeing up of 5% of the workforce capacity that would otherwise have to deal with people. If you can get that to 20, this is cost saving / capacity protection. So I love it. I'm glad for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bring up a very good point. We are a public utility, not a private investor-owned utility.
Right.
We don't sell bonds. We don't sell stocks. We don't have a high-paid CEO. The way we provide support to our customers is to provide the most financially efficient job we can and be as responsive as we can. So if we can save money, that immediately translates into saving rates.
Everybody who recycles is saving everybody money. Everybody who uses less water is saving everybody money. Everybody who uses the app is saving everybody money. So, yeah, it's a participative sport. Yep. Hey, last thing, Bruce, before we let you go, just a real quick because we're totally out of time, but I know you got budget meetings coming up next month. Are you yet in a position where you can tell us what the recommendation for rates is going to be this year? Increase, maintain, decrease? Don't know, can't say?
Can't say at this point.
Okay.
April 13th through 16th, we'll be making presentations to our board discussing needs, and that process follows that those discussions.
Got it. Tune in later, which is fine. I kind of expected that answer, but I wanted to ask just in case we could get a sneak peek early. Bruce Woody, the executive director for ECUA. As always, Bruce, thank you for the time and the explanations. I look forward to talking again in a month.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Absolutely. 655 News Radio 92.3. Jordan has traffic on the fives.
Yeah, roads really still kind of looking the same right now. I-10, 110, 3-mile bridge flowing smoothly. Really, the biggest thing on the roads right now is if you're trying to get to the main gate for NAS Pensacola, that is backed all the way up towards Gulf Beach Highway. You see anything else you want to let us know about, 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jordan. Speaking of things like, for example, the plumbing inside of your house that is connected to ECUA, if you need work done on the, you know, from the meter to your house is your responsibility, Peden can take care of that stuff. They can do the plumbing. They can do the electrical. That's if you got a generator or you just have, you know, things that need to be done inside the house, or you're, you know, expanding and you don't want to do the electrical yourself because why would you? That's dangerous. Anyway, if you need to work on the HVAC system, heating or air conditioning, remember they started in 1969 just doing air, but then they expanded both geographically and in product line. So now they handle all of that stuff. Good quality parts, good quality service, 100% satisfaction guarantee on all the work everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile. Two time zones. Maybe three in the future. I don't know, depending on how things change. But two time zones, two states right now. And because of the changes in regulation every year, that means new air conditioning systems have to be manufactured in accordance with the new rules. And Peden wants you to beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's new year old stock sale. Take up to $1,500 off remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone and before the real heat hits. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10 on News.
What the hell is happening?
I blew up the building.
Why?
Because you made a phone call.
That's such a great line from Enemy of the State. Oh, somebody texts in and says, Andrew, don't you know it's potable water, not potable water? Yeah, but I've always thought that that way of pronouncing it, though correct, sounds silly. I just think that potable water is just a silly way to say it. I know it's right. I don't care. I'm going to do English my way. You do it your way. Give me this one grace.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.